didn't know if my screen was going to change there. I thought, well, I'll just have to do the whole show from the intro screen. What's happening, everybody? Larry Roberts back with another awesome episode of 10 Minutes In. This is the little subcast, sub-podcast thing that we do as part of Readily Random and the Readily Random podcast, where I come to you each and every night, at least Monday through Friday, and sometimes Saturday and Sunday, and say, what's happening? Bring you up to date on all the latest and greatest things that's happening with the Readily Random podcast and the world of podcasting, as well as addressing any important dates or maybe history or articles that I came across that just blew my mind like I did today. But before we start talking about that article, are you subscribed to the Readily Random podcast? If not, head out to your favorite podcatcher, whether it's iTunes, whether it's Google Play, Stitcher, it don't matter. We are out there, Overcast. We're on them all, man. Subscribe to the show. That way you can get each and every day filled with Readily Randomness from Larry. And I know that my random fandom continues to grow. How'd you like that? My random fandom. Heck yeah, boy. I made that up. I just switched the letter. Random fan. It's great. I love it. I'm a marketing genius. But anyways, speaking of marketing, we have a holiday that is upon us that many feel is a marketing extravaganza. It's nothing more than a marketing ploy by the Hallmarks of the world and the candy makers, Hershey's and See's Candy. You can give me those any day of the week and I will eat them because they are delicious. What is it? Werther's Originals? Who makes the Whitman's? Is it Whitman's? That's it. That's the one. Whitman's Sampler. This whole thing is all about Whitman's Samplers and Rose Industry and Hallmark Industry. And they all got together and they said, you know what? We're going to make a holiday where we all profit. And dudes get to show their ladies that they love them. Or the ladies. Like to show them men's that they love them. Mm-hmm. So if you do good and you get the gift that she wants, maybe the gift that keeps on giving, like a diamond or something, maybe you'll get to sleep in the bedroom tomorrow night. I don't know. But I can come close to guaranteeing, close, not quite, because I can't see the future. Come close to guaranteeing that with no gift, it's no sleeping in the bedroom and none of that other stuff neither. So it's not too late though, man. It's only 6 o'clock. Here it is, Thursday before Valentine's Day. It's not too late to run out, grab some candies, grab some, maybe some Walmart roses or something. You can put a couple of them together, grab a couple of, maybe even throw some daisies or something in there. What's her favorite flower? Her favorite flower may not even be a rose. You know, it might be something like maybe she likes dandelions, or maybe she likes, what are those things that you can blow on and make with all the thousand seeds all over them and you blow on and make a wish. Maybe she likes to make wishes. I don't know. Maybe she likes all that. Maybe she likes weeds. Maybe she likes weed. Maybe she likes weeds. Or maybe she likes flowers. Who knows, man? Who knows what she likes? But you may get off light in the pocketbook if you get her what she really likes. Instead of falling prey to the standards of roses and expensive chocolates and even more expensive balloons and Mylar balloons. It's funny because I didn't see a whole lot. I don't think I saw any flowers or Mylars at the office today. Maybe they'll show up tomorrow, which would make sense, but I won't be there tomorrow, so I don't know. But sometimes they get there a little early. Some folks like to celebrate, depending on whether or not you're a newlywed. Maybe you like to celebrate for all week. Maybe it's Valentine's week. Maybe it starts on Monday and you build up to that big gift on Friday. I don't know. I was never a big fan of Valentine's. I was coming home earlier and I pulled up at the light next to someone that had a vase of and a rose. It looked like they got it on maybe the Kroger walk-in. You know, I've done that before. Nothing wrong with it. They don't like it as much. They pretend they like it, but don't think for a minute that you're getting off scot-free there. That'll come back up in about July. But yeah, I looked over and I saw this vase with the rose sitting there, And I just kind of chuckled to myself because I was like, man, this is cake, because I don't have to worry about that. The wife, she's not a big Valentiner either. So it's kind of cool. I think what we'll end up doing, we normally do our own thing where we do what we call a seafood feast, where we'll get crab, we'll get crab cakes, we'll get some shrimp, we'll get some scrimps, and we'll get us a fillet, maybe of a cod or something, a nice white, not too fishy fillet, and we'll just have ourselves a little seafood feast. That was not Freudian in any way. So stop it. Stop it. So speaking of stop it, I did see an article earlier today, and actually it was just after I got home a little while ago. And supposedly it's been getting a lot of discussion on the interwebs today. I didn't spend a lot of time on the interwebs today. But it's a video that a lady took. And since I'm going to be heading out to Orlando in the coming weeks, about 3 weeks from now, to head out to PodFest out there in Orlando, is a video that this lady took of a full-grown man. Okay, dude was horseshoe head bald, right? I think it was a little premature on the balding, but, you know, he was still bald. Had the nice full-color beard. Didn't look dyed. Looked like it was natural color. Could be dyed. I don't know. But anyhow, she had reclined her seat. And she said after he punched her seat violently about 9 times, he started just giving it this number. He just put his fist up to the back of her chair and just started rocking it. And he wouldn't stop. And when he realized he wasn't getting anywhere with that, he was going faster. And he even gave her some kind of look like this. I don't know if that's supposed to be an aggressive look, but it looked to me like a full-grown man throwing a tantrum. Like he had thrown these tantrums many times in his lives, or in his life. And his mother failed to slap the tar out of him, or his father failed to put a boot in his derriere. I don't know. It's my guess. I'm pretty good at noticing these things. So I guess the question is, was the spoiled man-child that was constantly poking the bear, if you would, was he right because she reclined her seat, which we all know that airline seats, I don't do it personally. Okay. So this is where I kind of come into play here. I never recline my seat. Now I do pay the extra money to make sure that I can pick an aisle seat because even if I wasn't a little overly broad, I am overly tall, and sitting in the middle or the window is very, very uncomfortable. So I pay that extra money so that I can select my own seat going and coming back as well. So I take my own responsibility for my own comfort. I don't rely on someone else not to exercise their rights to make me comfortable. Because although I don't really support reclining my seat on an airplane, they recline. So some people do. Now, is it up to me to go, hey, person, sit up. It's my flight too. No, because they paid for that seat. This is my opinion now. I want to hear yours if it's different. This is just where I'm coming from. I say, no, it's not on me to say, hey, sit up, because they paid for that seat. And if the seat has the functionality that allows it to recline, then by all means, exercise your rights as the temporary owner of that seat and recline. Is it claustrophobic on me? Sure. Is it kind of irritating to kind of watch my phone or laptop or whatever it is that I'm dealing with on the plane and you're reclined so I have even less? But sure. Is it hard for me to eat? Sure. Odds are I'm not eating much of anything though, so it shouldn't be that difficult. But if I got a little, I personally like to get ice. I don't drink on flights. I don't even drink sodas on flights, but I like to get a cup of ice because how fun is it to sit next to somebody that's chewing on ice for 2.5 hours? I try to be cognizant of that too. I try not to crunch. You know, I try not to crunch. Sometimes I still do. I don't know. Never had any complaints, but that's kind of where I'm coming from. My question is homeboy, is he in the right for sitting there and acting like a five-year-old and punching and shaking her chair incessantly? Or is she in the right for filming this? Now, to top this off, she not only filmed it, when the stewardess, or I'm sorry, airline attendant, flight attendant, what do you call them? The person that brings us beverages and warm towels while we're on flights. When they arrived, notice how I chose my pronoun, they. When they arrived, she got scolded. She got scolded for filming, dude, because you're not allowed to film on a flight. So if you're being assaulted or a crime is being committed against you, don't film it, right? Because that empowers you way too much. That empowers the airlines. That takes away the power from the airlines. They're more empowered if they can fix the narrative or steer the narrative of anything that takes place on a flight. So she got in trouble for filming, and she got, I can't remember exactly what the term is, but she basically got written up for being a bad passenger. And the guy behind her was offered free rum. Now, I don't know why rum. Maybe that's the only alcoholic beverage they had on this flight. I don't know. But yeah, dude was offered free rum. So that in itself tells you he's old enough to drink, right? Very obviously old enough to drink. But still throwing a fit. So, I don't know. Phone lines are open. Call now. Let's talk. Or not. Anyways, I've gone up for 12 minutes, man. This is crazy. 12 minutes. I got Scott Carson going to be on here in a minute. Matter of fact, I just looked over. I saw that he says, do you have a link for me? I didn't send you a link, Scott. How profesh am I? Super profesh. So anyways, I got to get off here and get Scott a link so that he and I can have our conversation here in just a bit. And maybe Scott can give me his two cents on the chair shaker. Who knows? Maybe you will. I'm sure we'll touch base on it. Anyways, y'all be cool. I appreciate you listening. Appreciate you stopping in. Every one of you, thank you so much. We'll do it again tomorrow. Y'all take care. Bye. Think if he was shaking my chair and I stood up and gave him one of these, you think he'd stop? Give him one of these, just clench my teeth and just gonna, hey, hey. I'd stop. See ya.